Blog Talk Radio.
Timberwolf. I hope everybody's had a great Memorial Day weekend, because I know I've had. I had the last 3 days off from work, and I've been kicking back and relaxing. But, anywho, tonight's episode of the Wolf's Den, we're going to be talking about My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Season 6, Episode 10, Applejack's Day Off. So, to tell you the truth about Applejack's Day Off, when I first, I'd seen the promo of it. And I really, the promo threw me off for a loop. For those of you who've seen the promo, it showed Applejack trying to feed the hogs, and she started off with, opening and closing the gate and then making faces at it and all of a sudden doing a chicken dance. And that's all the promo would show. And my first thought was, oh, we've got an Applejack going crazy day, and her friends are trying to get her the day off. Well, I was pretty far from the truth there. And basically all it was, it was more like a rarity slap. Well, actually, it was more of an Applejack episode with Rarity and Twilight. Well, Twilight and Spike were in the background, basically. The episode basically starts off with Rarity first at the spa. And she's sitting there in a steam room, and I guess Twilight comes in. And she was, I think it was Twilight, yeah. And she said something about, was it Twilight? I think it was. It was one of the spa ponies that walked. I'm not really 100% sure. Don't quote me on that. But anyway, they said they were going to meet Applejack there, and that, oh, yeah, it was one of the spa ponies that came in. And she wanted to make sure that Rarity was doing all right, because she'd been there a while. She didn't want her to become all pruney and what have you. And Rarity says, that's okay. Applejack will be here in a few minutes, and we'll have our steam, and then we'll get out of here. Well, anyway, now this is the part where I thought it was funny. A little later on, Applejack walks in and apologizes to Rarity, and Rarity still has this hot towel over her head. And she apologizes to Rarity for being late because she's had so much to do at the farm recently. And so anyway, she just sat down, and then the spa pony came in and said, "Well, sorry, girls, you know, it's time to go." She goes, "Oh, shoot, Rary, I'm sorry, I didn't, I was so late, and we can't get our scene together." All of a sudden, Rary takes off the towel. She goes, "That's okay, Applejack." And it's like her whole face was like if you were to dump a bunch of hot water on it. It's just almost like melting off her. It looks like Rary in 60 years. And my first thoughts were, phew, I'm glad Spike wasn't there and seen that. Yes, Spike, that's what Rary's going to look like in about 30 or 40 years. So, no, to be perfectly honest, as far as shipping goes, I still like Rary and Spike as a ship. Spike and Ember would make a good close second. So, just to let you in on that. I'm not against Spike and Ember getting as far as ships go to. But I'm kind of old-fashioned, and it doesn't seem like the new crew is writing a Rarity Spike type deal like they would with the old writers. Because I think as soon as Spike would have been talking to Ember, I think Rarity would have gotten a little bit jealous. But that's beside the point. But anyway, then it shows as they move along, Rarity's going down to Applejack's farm, and she catches up with Twilight and Spike. Spike's carrying all these, you know, pie pans around. And they're going to Applejack's to get more pies. And Rary was discussing what was happening, you know, at the spa. And, you know, it cuts away to the scene where Applejack's baking pies, and Spike comes up and says, "Well, we got some more pies." She goes, "All right." And so anyway, Rarity was asking for another day at the spa. And she goes, "Well, I'm just too busy right now." She goes, "I'd really like to go, but I just got so many chores around here." Well, Twilight turns around and asks, "Well, is there anything that we can do to help so you can just spend an hour alone with Rarity in the spa?" So Applejack thinks, and she goes, "Well, I guess feeding the hogs wouldn't be too much of a chore for you." She was kind of hesitant. She had a list. She wanted to go through the list. Twilight says, "It's not a problem. You got a list here. We'll do it by the list." So Rarity and Applejack head off to the spa. They make it to the spa only to find out that the spa is full. And upon noticing it was full, we've got an appearance by Rainbow Dash, who is there, you know, in one of the spa, you know, coats, getting ready for a massage or something like that there. And when the girls see her, she just jumps out, takes the, you know, spa, you know, thing off, and she goes, "Well, no, I'm just here getting a deep muscle massage because, you know, being with the Wonder Bulls, my muscles tend to tense up and what have you, and a good deep muscle massage would do me good." And then one of the spa girls comes out and says, "Well, your gentle massage," what have you, and Rainbow Dash sits there, just turns around, and looks at her, she goes, "I think you got the wrong one, but anyway, I see you're busy. I'm gonna take off." And then she whispers back, "Put me down for the same stuff tomorrow," and just takes off. They're going, "Oh, jeez." So anyway, they're going through the spa. They're getting ready because Rary wants a full spa treatment. Applejack, she's more interested in the steam. So anyway, they get there, and they find out that the steam room has got a line behind it. And they're wondering why it's such a long line for a steam room. Well, the steam room's not getting heated up because due to the fact that their hot water is not, or the hot steam water is not quite getting to the steam room. And then out pops this other, well, Applejack, you know, she turns around, she looks at the thermometer, it's very, it's not even hardly moving. And then we get another one of those spot ponies coming by, and he's handing out hot towels, you know, to keep them heated up a little bit, I guess. I don't know. I've never been to a spa. So anyway, they follow him all the way back. Well, actually, Applejack was wondering why wasn't so much steam coming through, so she's following the pipes and what have you, all the way back down to the laundry room. Come to realize that, you know, they're doing the towels all day long to keep these ponies, you know, warmed up and ready for the steam room. And Applejack's wondering, why are you doing laundry so much? And so she's still looking at the piping, and she finds a piping that's basically losing steam. So anyway, the montage that comes up next about Applejack putting on all, she goes, I'm going to need my tools. She puts on all her tools and what have you, and they got a little montage song with that, which I think was pretty cool. And she fixes this steam room type thing while Rarity's off getting her, you know, facial and what have you. All of a sudden, you know, pressure comes back up. She goes, there, now with this leak fixed, you're not going to have to do laundry quite as often and what have you, yada, yada, yada. I don't think, no, they don't get a chance to go in the steam room because their hour is up. They were only supposed to be gone an hour. So Rarity suggests, well, why don't we just go back to the farm, see how Twilight's doing, and then, you know, we can go on from there. Well, evidently, she was wondering why, how Applejack, you know, figured out things so fast. Well, actually, the spa pony asked, you know, how did you figure out anything, everything so fast? Have you considered, you know, a job being a spa pony? She goes, well, sometimes you have to turn around and be an outside observer because you're here every day and you're not looking for this type of stuff. You're just in the same grind day in and day out. It just becomes habit with you. And so anyway, I guess she thanked Applejack for her time. And, you know, I mean, right about now, I mean, the show is starting to get a little bit boring, to tell you the truth. Still watchable, but doesn't pique my interest. Of course, I'm an Applejack fan, and I, you know, I really shouldn't say that, but so anyway, Applejack and Rarity suggest, why don't we just go down, check and see how Twilight's doing, see how far she got done with the chores, and then, you know, if we have time, come back and get steam. They head back to the farm. Now, here's where the funny part comes in. Twilight has tried it her way, or actually Applejack's way, the way the list is concerned, which means she had to open up the gate, close the gate, walk away from the gate. I'm sitting there going, wait, what? And it shows a scene of her, you know, being held up by Spike on a rope, and she's got a corn on the cob sitting at the end of a stick, and she's wondering why this isn't all happening. So anyway, Spike loses his grip, and we get that Mission Impossible type of landing by Twilight, where she's about 2 or 3 inches off the ground, her hooves are spread out, and she's using her magic, you know, to stop. Actually, she didn't use her magic to stop herself. I think Spike ended up grabbing hold of the fence and stopped it right then and there before she hit, you know, one of those classic, you know, Mission Impossible, you know, drop and broke, you know, get down to the floor as close as you can, you know. And Applejack and Rarity come by. Well, anyway, I'm going to pause right here for station identification.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf in the Everfree Forest.
Okay, and we're back. And so anyway, I was talking about when Applejack and Rarity come back to the farm to check on Twilight, see how she's doing with feeding the pigs. Of course, they find Twilight in that position, and Twilight goes, well, we tried everything. It doesn't seem quite right, you know, the list that you gave us. And Applejack goes, "What's so hard about it? You open a gate, close the gate." And then she goes around. She leaves the gate, goes around the side, starts making faces at the pigs. And then, you know, comes back around and does a chicken dance. And then goes up to the barn roof, I guess, where she swings out with the corn on the end of the stick. In the meantime, she's got the bucket sitting up on top of the railing. She goes, "Well, this is how we do it here." She goes, "At least this is how we do it now." She goes, "The reason why we do it this way is because the gate used to squeal, which scared the pigs into the, you know, from coming out." And then she would go over and, you know, make the faces so the pigs would get out of the area and over towards the trough. She would do the chicken dance and let the pigs know that if she didn't, you know, that they didn't come out and eat it, she was going to feed it to the chickens. And, you know, it goes on and on and on like this. And by accident, when she did that, you know, swinging out with the corn and what have you, the pigs accidentally hit up against the railing and knocked the slop into the trough, which fed the pigs, and this is how she did it. And it became routine for her. Now, this is where the routine comes in. Just like the spa ponies got into a routine about, you know, as the pressure of the steam wasn't coming out because of the fact they had a leak, you know, because Twilight turned around and told Applejack, "Well, the gate doesn't squeak anymore." She goes, "Oh, yeah, I fixed that a long time ago." And, you know, like I said, with the spa ponies and everything, need an outside influence to see what's going on. This is what the whole episode is about. An outside influence seeing what the other person is doing wrong or is not doing or is constantly doing, you know, to break up the monotony and make things work, getting it done more streamlined. So anyway, Twilight goes, "Well, since the door don't squeak, why don't you just dump the feed in the trough and let the pigs go at it?" Applejack goes, maybe you're right. So they did it that way. She goes, "Well, maybe we can find out other things that, you know, you do that are eating up most of your time, you know, doing chores." Of course, they went to the chickens, and the way Applejack would get the chickens off their nest and so she can get the eggs is, she would take a small bowl of feed, put it in front of the chicken. The chicken would come off its nest to eat the feed, and then she'd go in and reach for the eggs. And she'd do that with the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Well, they came up with, well, Twilight says, "Well, let's go with this idea." They put the feed outside of the chicken coop on the ground. All chickens came out of the nest, leaving all their eggs ready to be harvested. And then, of course, she had to mend the chicken fences. The way Applejack did it would take just a piece of chicken fence and try to, you know, like, you know, patchwork it in there instead of just taking that one part of chicken fence out and putting another piece of chicken fence in. And finally, Applejack just realized, she goes, "Yeah, you know, I've been doing this all my life, just like this. It just became routine for me. You know, maybe I did need an outside influence to show me that even though I've been doing this for years, my way wasn't exactly wrong, but it just took up too much of my time." See? But, and so anyway, it was like, okay, now they have time to go to the spa. They go back to the spa, and who would they happen to see but Rainbow Dash coming back out of the spa? And the girl sat there, and they go, "Uh-huh, really? Well, if it's not too frou-frou for you, maybe you can come join us now for a more pampered massage and maybe a steam and Rainbow Dash goes, "Oh, well, okay, I'll just go frou-frou just this one time, just for you girls." And walks back in with them, and it's like, to tell you the truth, it was a very interesting episode. it was a little bit more into the learning, but, you know, learning how if you're in a rut or you do the same things constantly and it's taking up a lot of your time to do, maybe an outside influence, maybe what your friends may sit there and say, hey, you know, you're taking a long time doing it this way. Maybe if you do it this way, which will cut off most of your time, you know, and let them show you, you know, the shortest route to getting it done and done properly, which would give you more time for your off time, is basically what the show is mainly about as far as the moral to the story. Like I said, it wasn't too bad of a show. Had a nice little, you know, montage music with Applejack getting her tools and fixing the spa heating system or hot water system. Applejack doing a chicken dance, that was a funny part. The wrinkled rarity, it was like, that's what I do. Oh, man, that was, I think I might have a nightmare or two about that, I don't know. And it wasn't too much to talk about, more or less with Spike and Twilight. You know, they were just there as, you know, observers and, you know, some extra ponies. Rainbow Dash being there, you know, in the spa when everybody knows that, you know, she's this tough tomboy type pony, but, you know, every now and then she wants to be pampered, but she doesn't want anybody to know about it because she wants everybody to sit there and say, well, she's got that tomboy exterior. She's not interested in all this frou-frou stuff, but she is caught at it. So, all in all, this was not one of the worst episodes, and it really wasn't an extremely good episode. I would say this was more of the middle-of-the-road type of episode. And with all the good parts and all the, you know, not so, I wouldn't say not so good, but more or less mediocre parts. Let me think. What kind of rating would I give this? I would say a 7.75. I mean, it's not like an 8. It's not. It's better than a 7.5, but it's not as good as an 8. So a 7.75 is my rating for this one. It's not, I mean, it's better than the past couple episodes they had a while back. I'm not even going to mention them. It's a little bit better than Newbie Dash, we'll say. I'd say a 7.75 for that one. Okay. Now that I've got this show out of the way, now, I've heard rumors about a Fluttershy episode that's supposed to come up. I heard it was supposed to come up on episode 10, but now they're saying it's going to be the next episode where we get to meet Fluttershy's brother. So now they're starting to get more and more, well, actually, they're starting to get a little bit more into basic families. I mean, we've seen Pinkie Pie's family. We've seen Twilight's mom and dad and her brother. We've seen, Rarity's mom and dad. They say it's her mom and dad, but I see no resemblance in there. I think, let's see now. We're not going to see, I don't think we're going to, well, we have seen Applejack's cousins, Cousin Brayburn, we've seen him. No more closer relatives, because we already know about her brother and sister and Granny Smith. I don't think they're ever going to talk about her parents. Rainbow Dash, I think we've only seen her father once, and that was in a flashback, so we don't know about her family. She's the only child, or if both of her parents are gone, we're ever going to see her parents. Fluttershy, we don't know about her parents, but we know that her brother's supposed to be stepping in. That's about it. Because Pinkie Pie, we've already seen all her family. Twilight, I think we've seen all her family. So, anyhow. So, like I said, the next episode, from what I understand, is supposed to be a Fluttershy episode, and it's supposed to be with her brother. I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on that. But I think it might be interesting. Will Fluttershy's brother be anything like her? Will he be shy and reserved, or will he be one of these, you know, open type of ponies that, you know, sit there and just walks up to people and just starts greeting people, hi, how you doing? Or is he going to be one of these tough, you know, type of ponies, you know, like bulk biceps and say, how you doing? You know, start scaring ponies all over the place. Or is he just going to be some average pony that, you know, so they're just like, hey, how you doing? You know, one of those. And will we get to see Fluttershy's parents? I don't know. But anyway, it's an interesting concept. Well, it's about time for me to get off the stage here, get off the air. I hope everybody has enjoyed this review of mine. And like I said, I almost didn't make it to the show. I was about 1 minute late, though. But anyway, I only got about 60 seconds left, and I just want to wish everybody, you know, I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend. I hope nobody did anything wrong. We're still at the end of the Labor Day weekend. For those of you who are old enough to do this, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. I'd like to see you here back next time. And on top of that, if you get drunk, hit a bump, and spill your drink, it's alcohol abuse. So until next time, this is Timberwolf for the Wolf's Den and TWOLF. The Wolf saying, we out of here. I'll catch you later. Y'all have a good night. Bye now.